It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This next story may make you feel like you're in the movie Groundhog Day, but the immigration bill makes another appearance on Capitol Hill this week. The Senate blocked the legislation earlier this month, and it is far from certain that this resurrected bill will find the votes it needs to pass. Still, President Bush is urging lawmakers to, quote, summon the political courage to move forward.
We have an obligation to solve problems that have been piling up for decades. The status quo is unacceptable.
The bill would tighten border security and create a guest worker program, and it has ignited intense debate on both sides. Members of Congress took to the airwaves yesterday, including Senators Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, and Republican Trent Lott.
The immigration bill is a bipartisan bill. You've got both sides coming together. There's a lot that Trent doesn't like in this bill. There's a lot I don't like in the bill. But it fixes a broken system. Therefore, don't smile like that. Therefore, we're both prepared to say we're going to support it, we're going to work together, and we're going to see that the votes are there.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, and in the background there, Senator Trent Lott, Republican of Mississippi. And for the record, Senator Lott says he is not sure he's going to vote for the final bill, but he says, I am committed to trying. One sticking point here is the so-called amnesty provision that would provide a path toward eventual citizenship for some 12 million illegal immigrants.